South Korea held funerals today for many sailors. 46 sailors died when their warship was destroyed by an explosion just over a month ago. Their ship went down close to the ill-defined maritime border between North and South Korea, and suspicion has fallen on North Korea. Dwahli Saikautau reports from Daejeon, South Korea.
It was a national day of mourning for the sailors who perished on the coastal patrol ship Chenan. Here at Daejeon National Cemetery, some of the bodies were cremated and interred, others were buried earlier. The day was bright and clear, a stark contrast to the last 4 days of endless rain. But it didn't stop the tens of thousands of South Koreans from burning incense and placing flowers at memorial altars across the country.
우리 국민이 다 서러우니까.
72-year-old Kim Kyung-ja says all South Koreans are grieving and she had to come to pay her respects.
이 국민으로서 너무 안타깝고,
thinking
너무
of the bereaved parents and 그래, of those who died, as if they were our own sons and grandsons, I could not come, she says. I feel so sorry for them, I can't even sleep. Another woman in her 20s was visibly upset as she looked at photos of the young sailors at a memorial altar near Seoul City Hall.
It was such an unexpected thing. Although I didn't suffer directly, it saddens me to think of these people and their families. I'm not of the generation that went through the Korean War, but this brings home to me the pain of that time when many more people died. I just think, what a shame.
The Chenan sailors are officially listed as killed in action. A preliminary military investigation points to an external explosion that split the patrol ship in half, but there has been no official word about what caused the blast. Notes left under the photos of the sailors speculate that North Korea is to blame. If that is proven, Kim Tu-chong, a retired congressman, says it would pose a truly difficult problem for the South Korean government.
Very difficult situation, very. Because we can neither start a war because of this, nor can we forgive it. The best thing is, through solidarity with the many countries in the free world and with the support of China and Russia, we make some kind of effort that forcibly prevents North Korea from doing such a thing again.
If the North sank the warship, South Korea has no good options for retaliating. Analysts say a military attack could result in a North Korean counterattack, perhaps even direct artillery fire across the DMZ into Seoul. Tighter sanctions against the North won't work unless China enforces them, and Beijing won't tighten the screws too much because it's afraid of collapsing the North Korean economy and unleashing a flood of refugees into China. Choi Jin-wook, a senior research fellow for Korea Institute for National Unification, says the sinking of the Chenan ship has been a rude awakening for South Koreans.
Many people probably believe that as long as we can make our economic pie bigger and bigger, all the problems will be gone, including North Korean problem. That will be, you know, absorbed by our economic growth. But we began to realize all of a sudden, you know, economic growth is one thing and security issue is another.
And the dangerous standoff between North and South Korea goes on. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Daejeon, South Korea.